can hear me? Okay, great. Good day to everyone. With regards to this document, we just had the opportunity to have a quick look. I understand that from the document, as well as the explanation from our colleagues from the Russian Federation, that some of the issues put forward by the Russian Federation in this document is already included in the ITER specifications. With regards to the other data that is being proposed to be included in the ITER, I wonder if we as the G1 right now are in a position to discuss them by ourselves at this stage, considering that, at least to my understanding, that the main objective of this group is to digitalize the tier procedure we have right now, because some of the matters have been addressed or at least have some remarks in the tier convention or its comments, for example, regarding the customs value information to be included into tier carnet. We have the comment to the article 42, which states, and I'm reading directly from the text, that cooperation between customs authorities, its heading, it is often difficult for customs authorities in the case of non-discharge of tier carnets to establish the import or export duties and taxes to be claimed, since the description of the goods in the carnet is often very vague and its value is not indicated. And by the way, a similar situation exists regarding the language used when filling out the ITER data. If I recall correctly, ITER International System does some translation in the fields, and some fields would be clear in any language, like the names of the customs offices or the dates that are indicated. But the main issue, I think, would be the free text format fields. If you're talking about the maybe the goods description or the manifest, in that case, this time, Annex 1 of the Convention on the Rules regarding the Use of the Tier Carnet, it says that the manifest shall be completed in the language of the country of departure unless the customs authorities allow another language to be used. So we believe that some of these proposals would need to be discussed, preferably at the convention level. As a general principle, we believe that information that is not included in the convention or in the tier carnet or in tier procedures right now would need to be discussed by the G1 with a mandate or agreement by the convention bodies before we initiate any discussion on these matters. And finally, regarding the use of the signed the XML messages in addition to the X509 certificates, our IT department has at least provisionally informed me that they have already produced the X509 certificate and exchanged it with the secretariat. But on the other hand, using signed XML messages would be in general secure too. Again, my understanding is this approach, or at least a similar one, is also used in the in another convention we are a contracting party of, the Common Transit Convention. It's also used in the NCTS. Then again, our colleagues from the European Commission, I see, is also present. Maybe they can provide further information on that. So these are my initial remarks with regards to these proposals. Thank you for giving me the floor.